Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
I love to know which direction I feel like I'm going in. I like just go ahead and start. But how many of you know that sometimes it's not that easy to find your direction? What's going on, cuz? What's going on, cuz? I know my mom, she listens to gospel music 24/7, definitely like in the morning when she wakes up. What about prayer? Praying every day, getting on your knees and just saying, thank you, Lord. Bless me with another day. Answering for my folks of God too. Dwayne says this. Dwayne, it really. Let me turn my iPod off and get an update for people on Facebook. One thing you're saying, Dwayne, that you've been through multiple relationships, that you had to bring your focus out of the world. And now I'm on my second marriage. Congratulations. In the morning, it's good things. You know what? You know, Karina, I have to say this. Sometimes when you're going through, we have to take that time to say thank you. Thank you for blessing. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to be here. On her knees, she hit it on her knees. You know, praising God and praying. Prayer definitely works. But, you know, we have to set our eyes on God. We have to do it with purpose. A lot of people say on purpose or purpose nowadays. We have to quit out. I know my mom would always say when I was growing up, even sometimes as an adult, Gregory, just talk to the Lord. You don't even have to tell me about it. Talk to the Lord. Lord, put it in your heart to talk to me. Talk to me. But the point I want to say is this. In finding direction in difficult times, we have to remember to go to God first. God wants us to go. We're wondering, Lord, why have you let me go through this? Why are you letting me go through these things? And sometimes God wants, God uses these things for his glory ultimately. But the question is, are we going to focus on God or are we going to focus on the situation? What's going on, cuz? What's going on, Madonna? Will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. I want to encourage you to wait on the Lord. He says this, I think waiting may be the hardest part of the test we need to get through. You know what, Dee? I've got to tell you this, Dee. You're telling the truth right there. If I can be candid, there's really, really rest and things like that. Something happens. God can build up your strength. He can build up your spirit, man. And you read the word and you're waiting on the Lord and putting your trust in him, you're hoping in him. God can really, really move in our lives. Allow ourselves. Go on, Lana. What's going on, Pastor Lana? Please, Pastor Lana. Have you ever seen a little kid when they're going through and they want what they want? They want it now and it's not happening. And they're asking the parents, why can't I have this? The parents saying, no, you can't have this. And the child saying, why can't I? Lord, what you're saying to us, we keep on asking. Why hasn't this happened yet? Why are things happening this way? Sometimes we just have to find your direction in difficult times. One, focus on God. Two, wait on the Lord. While you wait on the Lord, you have to be quiet on the Lord, for it builds you up for your breakthrough. Ooh. Why? Just mine. That's, listen, I've learned to listen to my mother. That's very, very valuable right there, Mom. That's very, very good word right there. Sometimes you aren't ready for the next step. And know the answer is there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we have to know that the answer is there. We have to know, we're talking about finding your direction in difficult times. We have to know and believe that our answer is with the Lord. The Lord knows the answer. When we pray, we believe, we wait, and we all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Again, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path, or he will make your path straight. What's going on, Willie Mae? What's going on, Deborah? What's going on, Waddles? We're talking about finding your direction in difficult times tonight. One, focus on God. Two, wait on the Lord. Three, trust in the Lord with all your being. And, you know, listen, sometimes you can have people around you who aren't going to ask you, how are you getting through? How are you getting through the Lord, and know that God's going to work things out? You might not know how, but we have to keep our trust in the Lord. Two, acknowledge him. Acknowledge him. It says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6, in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. God, and we have our agenda of what we think, of how we think things should turn out. Lord, please do this, because I believe this is the best thing for me to do in my life. What's going on, Marianne? Happy belated birthday, Marianne. Mom says this. Sometimes you aren't ready for what you prayed for. So God is waiting for your spiritual growth. Here in the wood, Jesus take you. You know, when you're going through some things, some difficult times, say, Jesus, please take the wheel. Then when Jesus, God takes the wheel and God begins to do what he's going to do, we don't necessarily want, no, that's not the direction I want to go in.